The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
Who is the surprise cut at this year's training camp? We'll talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. Before we get into that, Micah Parsons is expected to be at training camp. Did not fly with the team. Apparently, he's going to travel separately. But the report from Jordan Schultz, he will be there. And now we will see if there's a hold in or a hold out or how he wants to play this one.
And Mike Florio, friend of the show, Pro Football Talk, predicts that after making this mistake, because he said he just should never have shown up to Oxnard, California, that the Cowboys will undercut him, kick the can, go to next year, and maybe franchise tag him. No way. I got my insulting text to Florio saved in the draft to send once he's wrong about this.
To me, it's the same hang-up we had last week. It's the same misnomer that was going on last week where people were talking about, like, well, TJ Watt just drove up the price more. No, he didn't. Like we know where he's going to get paid. This has kind of been generally where everybody's. That's why Steven has said consistently. He said it in multiple different spots. It's nothing we can't get our hands around. We have a general idea where he is. We know where, like, this is all about details. It's all about structure of the deal, different things like that. This is not anything where he's going to get just shorted by $10 million a season if he doesn't show up, or if he shows up. And if he doesn't show up, all of a sudden he's going to be $7 million above Miles Garrett.
The Cowboys are going to cave. Unless Micah Parsons caves and revolts and rebels against his agent, the Cowboys are going to have to cave because they're not going to have him miss games to start the regular season, I don't think.
Micah has shown up. I'll give Florio the Howard Eskin bet from years ago of, like, all right, when we're at Super Bowl, if now Micah shows up, he signs for $5 million less for Miles Garrett. When he walks over to her side, I'll kiss his butt on the air. That's what I'll do.
Be careful how you...
I know. I didn't
word it there. Careful how you reference Howard and kissing.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those kisses are not wanted.
Yeah, that was the only... You were the only one he didn't actually kiss. He, like, did it with his hand or whatever, so...
Yeah, yeah, he wouldn't kiss my butt. Yeah,
you weren't a hot dog vendor.
I know. No.
Prediction. This is done before...
You don't think Florio's prediction has any chance of happening, right? That this is not settled this year?
I would think not. Now, listen, Mike doesn't, I don't think, just throw things out there like this. So the fact that he is saying, like, he's smart. The fact that he's saying it does give me a little bit of pause. But I don't think that they take it all the way and let him get on and tag him. I mean, gosh. That would really create some bad vibes.
I will say that I think that this gets done before they get back to Frisco. Like before they finish training camp out here, I think it's done in California.
Didn't CDs wait till they got back?
Yeah.
But Zach's didn't.
They got done.
Does he practice over or under 50% of camp?
I think he goes through, like, workouts, but he doesn't do team stuff is what I would guess. That's just a guess.
Okay.
But I would assume he's going to approach it the same way he did some of the stuff he did during minicamp, where he's not getting in there for padded stuff, but, like, if they're doing pass rush drills, he's in there and he's going to be standing off to the side and listening and doing different things like that. So I think it gets done. I think it gets done generally around where we kind of all expect that it will get done. All right.
And were you making a point last night, if am I remembering correctly, about him practicing or training camp practices? Were you saying something about Parsons and that?
Well, I mean, the only thing I had on Micah last night was that he will report, obviously, but he won't be on the team plane, but all that stuff. But, like, him out there practicing, to me...
That's what it was. You're saying it's not an issue.
Well, it's not an issue for me. Like, well, I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter to me whether he practices or not. I'm talking about for him.
Okay, well, no one cares if it's an issue for you.
No, it shouldn't be an issue for the fans either.
Why?
What the hell do we care?
You want the Cowboys to be good.
I mean, we cared that...
Zach Martin and CeeDee Lamb, we've chronicled this, both admitted it hurt them.
Well... That's fine. They can have that opinion.
Okay.
It didn't. Zach Martin was old. That's why it hurt him. CD still had a really good year.
I know, but they're both saying as players it affected them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. And look, CD, I could see it affecting because there is a, first of all, Dak got hurt. You know, and how much of that is not placebo effect, but, you know, you think it affects you when it really doesn't.
You know, you're not putting any weight to their firsthand account.
No.
I don't care what they have. Psychosomatic symptoms.
Yes, I don't care what they have to say. I mean, it's like we've heard linebackers tell us.
You don't think it matters with a new defense?
That would matter more. Yes. But we've heard linebackers say, yeah, the play action, you know, you need to run the ball to have play action. We have stats to say you don't need to run the ball to have play action. Like, I don't care what the player says. You know, we're smart enough.
But the physical delay or issues of them getting going or tweaking something else, the conditioning of it.
I think that, you know, for matters may matter with position to position, it might matter more.
Okay.
I don't think it would matter all that much. I mean, he doesn't play, Like, I think he's going to have basically the same kind of years he always does.
Okay. Interesting. I think that, especially given Eberflus being here and putting in something new, you don't want to be behind.
Well, I'm not. Yeah. He won't be in the classroom then, right? Like, is he going to be in his hotel room?
I would imagine that he's going to take part in meetings and different things like that. Again, it's all, if he's showing up, I imagine he's in meetings. I imagine he is probably doing drills. How much he's involved in team stuff, I don't know. But I would imagine he'll participate to some extent. All right, 53-man roster as we open training camp, but this can obviously change the closer we get to it. But going to run through some of these really quickly, how I see the roster stacking up. Quarterbacks, I think they are going to carry three. I think it'll be Dak, Milton, and Greer. That's kind of the question right now at the quarterback position, is the idea of, do they do two? Can they slide Greer to the practice squad? Do they want to slide Greer to the practice squad?
Greer's going
to
be the two.
And that's the thing. Greer might be the two.
To open,
I
think.
And they're not getting Milton to the practice squad. So unless Milton gets to a point where they feel like he's better than Greer, I think they're carrying three. Running backs, I think this
Such
is the
disrespect
end. To who?
For Joe Milton.
He's got all the talent in the world. Like I said, when we get out there, that'll be what you guys will... That'll be the wow thing we're talking about the next morning. It'll be like, Joe Milton did this yesterday.
My first interview request.
And then we'll also be talking about how, you know, he knocked somebody unconscious in the Jerry Tower because he threw the ball up there. Like, it'll be on back-to-back.
Do you not want Cam Newton?
It'll be back-to-back plays,
too. Josh Allen playing quarterback for you?
So that's what you got. Running backs. This is the end of the line, I think, for Deuce Vaughn. And I don't think Phil Moffa, their draft pick, makes it out of camp either. I've got Jaden Blue, who apparently is lazy if you listen to hot take artists. Like what's his name? Stretch Armstrong or whatever his name is. Who, like, I think he coached about as much in the NFL as Stretch Armstrong. Miles Sanders, Javonte Williams, Hunter Lipke. My hot take would be, if Javonte Williams didn't have as much money committed to him, he would be a cut candidate. But there's money involved there. Receivers, I think they carry six. George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, Kevontae Turpin, Jalen Tolbert, Jonathan Mingo, and Jalen Brooks. Brooks would be the one that could be on the chopping block there. I'm going to say they run light at tight end and just go three. And that's Jake Ferguson, Luke Schoonmaker, and then Brevin Spanford. Schoonmaker, depending on how this training camp goes, could be one of these surprise cut candidates if they get like a really good performance out of a tight end they weren't expecting. Offensive line, they go nine. So Guyton, Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, Tyler Booker, Terrence Steele. That's your starting five. We've got Brock Hoffman, Robert Jones, their draft pick of Johnny Cornelius, and then Awesome Richards. No Hakeem Adeniyi, no TJ Bass. Because I just think numbers say they need stuff elsewhere. Defensive side of the ball. Bland, Diggs, Kair Elam, Kalen Carson, Israel Mukwamu at corner. So no Andrew Booth, Savone Ravel not ready for the season at the start. Diggs could go either way.
No Booth, even with Diggs question mark.
If Diggs doesn't make it, Booth.
I'm not complaining. I'm just asking.
Yeah, if Diggs isn't ready, Booth is on, is how I have it. Safeties, Donovan Wilson, Malik Hooker, Wanye Thomas, and then Marquise Bell. Donovan Wilson, I think he's on. He could be the surprise, like, under-the-radar bubble guy just because Eberflus, what he prefers in safeties, and he wants some ability to do everything, and that's not really Donovan Wilson's game. Linebackers, you are not going to have DeMarvian Overshown ready for the season, so this will be Damone Clark, Shamar Turner, their draft pick, Buddy Johnson, Kenneth Murray, the veteran, Maris Leofau, and then Jack Sanborn, who is their kind of their core middle linebacker type player. And then defensive line, I think they're going to carry 10 of them. Mozzie Smith, Solomon Thomas, Jay Toyia, the rookie defensive tackle out of UCLA, Oso Odighizuwa, and then I think it's six edge rushers. Sam Williams, Micah Parsons, Dante Fowler, Peyton Turner, Marshawn Neyland, and now the recently signed Donovan Ezeraku, which got done. But the big cuts here would be you're looking at the fact that you have no Deuce Vaughn. It would be no TJ Bass, one of their free agent guys, Hakeem Adeniji. And then, like I said, you could be looking at somebody along the lines of Donovan Wilson or Luke Schoonmaker, who could be a bubble guy if things don't work out. And then obviously you have your three specialist spots, your long snapper, your kicker, and your punter.
Should we clear up this Trayvon Diggs thing that we were getting texts about over the weekend? That this isn't a fine or he's not losing money? We should clear that up.
Yeah, so apparently this isn't him being fined $500,000. It's really just an issue of language. It just...
There's not rehabbing in Frisco.
Yeah, there's a contract. It's basically like a bonus that's tied to certain language. So it's like he didn't meet the language of the contract, so he doesn't get the bonus.
He didn't lose the money. He just didn't get the money.
Right. So, I mean, it's kind of, like I said, it's a little bit of a semantics thing because you could say that, well, I mean, Nate Evaldi was given his bonus that he didn't earn. That still would have kind of felt like you were taking it away. So it is one of those things. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, this is not a penalty. It is a you didn't earn a reward that was built into your contract.
Which to me is a difference.
Yeah, it's a...
If they chose to fine him and take it, I think that caused bigger issues than, all right, we're not giving you... You didn't earn the bonus.
Right, but if it was... if the contract language was, if you don't reach this point, then it automatically reduces... Then, I mean, it's still the same thing. It's a contract language thing that if you do or don't meet it, depends on if you get the money. It's just how it's framed.
The Rangers just give it anyway.
Yeah, we just said that.
No, well, you got to do something.
Right.
You know, except for challenge reporters in hallways. B-Lo.
B-Belt.
Right here on Your Home of the Cowboys with Roberto. We'll be in Oxnard starting next Sunday. The KNC Masterpiece is going to kick off the coverage with the press conference today at 1 p.m. from California. Has DFW produced the greatest thing since Tiger? Next.